Assalamu alaikum khawateen hazrat, welcome back to the 386th episode of Thought Behind Things. Today is the 29th of November 2023 aur aaj hamare sath maujood hain ek bahut hi khaas mehman, Jafar Hussain sahab, who is the founder and CEO of Poster My Wall. Inko bulane ka maqsad ye tha ki he was able to build a product company in Pakistan. Hum badi dafa baat karte hain startups ki, hum jab bhi sochte hain business startup to aisa business hota hai jo ki hum Pakistan mein bana ke Pakistaniyon ko bech ke रुपीज़ में बिजनेस करते हैं, जो कि एज मोस्ट ऑफ यू नो आई बीन अ लॉन्ग क्रिटिक ऑफ डूइंग मोर एंड मोर कंजम्पशन बिजनेस इन पाकिस्तान, इट डजंट डू मच फॉर द कंट्री. लेकिन इन्होंने पाकिस्तान से बैठ के एक ऐसी प्रोडक्ट बनाई जिसको इस वक्त 2 मिलियन पीपल यूज़ एवरी मंथ. और जो मेरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग है, जाहिर है उन्होंने तो वो नंबर्स नहीं दिए, बट माई अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज़ द कंपनी इज़ डूइंग रेवेन्यूज ऑफ एनीवेयर बिटवीन $3 to $5 million एट लीस्ट पर मंथ, which is remarkable, right? Like 30 to 50 or 40 to 60 million dollars a year, again exclusively based out of Pakistan. Almost 42 employees, all Pakistani, all based here. Is conversation mein humne unki journey ke bare mein bhi discussion ki aur saath hi samjha ke how does one go about building a scalable international product for the global audience, kyunki aajkal digital ka zamana hai. और इस डिजिटल के ज़माने में आप पाकिस्तान से बैठ के पूरी दुनिया में थियोरेटिकली बिजनेस कर सकते हैं, पैसे कमा सकते हैं. एंड वी नीड मोर एंड मोर ऑफ दी स्टोरीज टू कम अप, ताकि पाकिस्तान में फाइनली जो हमारा डॉलर का क्राइसिस है वो ख़त्म हो एंड वी कैन बिगिन टू मेक आवर प्लेस इन द ग्लोबल इकोनॉमी. अगर आप चैनल पर नए हैं तो चैनल को सब्सक्राइब करना मत भूलिएगा, अगर आप पुराने हैं तो वीडियो को लाइक करना मत भूलिएगा, अगर आपके कोई थॉट्स हैं तो कॉमेंट सेक्शन में ज़रूर आके बताएं. आई रीड ऑल ऑफ द कॉमेंट्स एंड इट रियली हेल्प्स मी इंप्रूव द क्वालिटी ऑफ द कॉन्वर्सेशन. ओवरसीज पाकिस्तानीज कैन हेल्प सपोर्ट द चैनल बाय फॉलोइंग द स्ट्राइप लिंक डाउन below. It will help us remain independent for as long as possible. But anyways, here is Jafar Hussain on TBT Go, Lahore Studio. Jafar bhai, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome to Lahore.
Thank you. Welcome to TBT.
Thank you.
मुझे ये बताएं, just to start the conversation, where were you born and early life आपने कहाँ पे गुजारी?
So born and bred in Lahore. Mm-hmm. Spent most of my life here.
Right. मुझे बताएं, where did you go to school?
So I went like to Beacon House. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, a proud Beaconite all my
end
life.
End to end.
End to end. मेरे बच्चे भी बीकन हाउस में ही जा रहे हैं.
जबरदस्त. कौन से कैंपस में थे आप?
सो उस टाइम पे यू नो जो पर्पस बिल्ट कैंपसेस इतने ज़्यादा नहीं थे, सो आई थिंक प्राइवेट स्कूल्स वर गोइंग थ्रू दैट लाइक ट्रांजिशन ऑफ लाइक मूविंग फ्रॉम रियली ओल्ड लार्ज हाउसेस, उनके अंदर जो कैंपसेस बनाए थे इनटू पर्पस बिल्ट. सो आई हैव बीन ऑल ओवर लाहौर, लाइक गुलबर्ग में होता था फिर लिबर्टी कैंपस नया इनका बना था, सो आई थिंक माई क्लास वॉज वन ऑफ द फर्स्ट देयर. एंड देन यू नो फॉर ONA लेवल्स आई एंडेड अप इन गार्डन टाउन, कलमा चौक उस टाइम पे होता था, उधर एक बहुत बड़ा कैंपस है. सो आई एंडेड अप देयर.
इंटरेस्टिंग. और आपने कौन से ईयर में कंप्लीट किया था ए लेवल्स अपना?
सो आई गॉट डन विद ए लेवल्स इन 2002. उस टाइम पे आप सारे सब्जेक्ट एक ही दफा यू नो कट ही देते थे.
राइट. ASA2 नहीं था.
ASA2 नहीं था. ऑल 8 यू नो कोर्सेज.
वर यू अ गुड स्टूडेंट?
या आई गॉट 8 A's.
In O levels.
In O levels, yeah.
And A levels.
And A levels में एक B आया था.
अच्छा.
वो याद है अभी तो.
And you chose to do computer science at the time. Again, this was a different time. I always ask people जिन्होंने 2000 जिन्होंने 98 से 2005 के दरमियान computer science किया कि भाई क्यों? उस time पे तो generally you know your cousins or your बड़े would recommend कि जी accounting कर लो, doctory कर लो. But why did you decide to pursue computer science?
Interesting story. मेरे अबू के एक दोस्त होते थे, you know, he went to Dubai and got me a toy laptop, educational, you know, toy. Tha VTech, एक American company है, they make educational toy. So I was in like grade 6 at that time, 10 or 11 years old. So initially I started playing with it. उसमें like question answers or general knowledge वाली, you know, like quiz games थी. It also had a programming language called BASIC. उसके अंदर उसका कंपाइलर था एंड यू नो विद द लैपटॉप एक पूरी बुकलेट आई थी ऑफ द सिंटैक्स एंड हाउ टू डू यू नो लाइक व्हाट ईच कमांड वाज एंड हाउ टू यूज़ इट. सो दैट रियली यू नो ब्लू माय माइंड. आई गॉट सक्ड इनटू दैट. आई रिमेंबर यू नो मेकिंग अ टेक्स्ट बेस्ड cricket game as well, and forcing my mom to play it with me. And I made other things in it as well. But us time pe obviously career ke saath to maine connect nahi kiya tha. I was just like 10 or 11. But I understood that as something that I enjoyed.
But that's interesting. 10 or an 11 year old could understand the fundamentals of programming given the right tool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament. It's actually, you know, a testament to their, you know, packaging and educational thing that I look back on it. Huh. And look at the tools. Up to information ka bahut zyada overload hai, you know, for like children at any age. But at that time, internet bhi nahi tha. Us tarah jaise aajkal hai. And it was a very, you know, like well-built educational thing.
Yeah. And usme particularly, the reason why I say that is because even though there is that informational overload today, the way that you build a product really defines how people end up using it, right? Mm-hmm. So, chahe... अब आज बहुत सारे बच्चे हैं उस टाइम के ऊपर तो यू आर वन इन अ मिलियन जिसके अंकल ने दुबई से एक चीज़ ला दी आज एवरीबडी हैज़ दी अपॉर्चुनिटी अवेलेबल ऑन ऑन द इंटरनेट बट नोबडी इज इनहेरेंटली यूजिंग इट हालांकि अगर उस टाइम पे बंदा इन्वेजन करता है वो कहता है यार एक टाइम अगर आएगा इंटरनेट के ऊपर तो एवरीबडी वुड वॉन्ट टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस डू यू थिंक डू यू हैव किड्स ऑफ योर ओन
या थ्री किड्स
ओके हैव यू गॉटन देम इनटू कोडिंग और एनी ऑफ
या द The older two are into programming. Abhi to, you know, they're young. They're into block-based programming. The older one is 10. He started doing HTML in school as well. So, ab educational institutions are really, you know, improving in this sense as well. But from a young age, I've always exposed them to, you know, like programming concepts, mainly through video games, right. You know, buying the right video games for them.
So
and exposing them.
Is there an example of? I remember there was a tool MIT ka jisme wo aap blocks
karke
scratch
yeah. Right. So both of them are taking online scratch courses. Ek, in fact, Lums ke NICL ka hi startup tha. Right. They offer, you know, classes on Zoom. So, you know, they're doing those and yeah, they're really enjoying it. Ab actually these tools are so much more better because in my time खाली आठ लाइनें होती थी और उसमें मुझे अपना आउटपुट नजर आता था जो मैंने कोड का लिखा होता था बट दीज गाइज आर मेकिंग एनिमेशंस विद ऑडियो दे आर रिकॉर्डिंग देयर ओन ऑडियो एंड डायलॉग्स एंड व्हाट नॉट सो इट्स अ वेरी विजुअल एंड फुलफिलिंग एक्सपीरियंस फॉर द किड्स बिकॉज एज अ प्रोग्रामर जो इनिशियल स्पार्क आपको होता है ना बिकॉज इट्स यू राइट सम कोड एंड यू मेक द कंप्यूटर डू समथिंग सो द किड्स दीज डेज आर यू नो हैव अ मच बेटर टाइम
डू यू थिंक बियॉन्ड आई मीन फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु आर नॉट पार्ट ऑफ द सॉर्ट ऑफ कंप्यूटर साइंस स्पेस वो कहते हैं यार हमने तो बच्चों को कंप्यूटर साइंटिस्ट नहीं बनाना तो हम क्यों उसको कोडिंग कराएं मेरा ओपिनियन थोड़ा फ़र्क है मुझे लगता है कि दिस इज़ नॉट कंप्यूटर साइंस इज़ फंडामेंटल ऑफ प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग डू यू थिंक व्हाट्स योर ओपिनियन ऑन दिस आई मीन व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग्स डू किड्स लर्न व्हेन दे यू नो यूटिलाइज टूल्स लाइक स्क्रैच और ट्राई टू क्रिएट स्मॉल प्रोग्राम्स
Right. So I think like two big things. One is the ability to break down a complex problem into smaller chunks and really understand, you know, the basics or the core thing. Mm. And the other is logical thinking. Again, okay, you know, there's no magic. You have to build everything by yourself. Every step is discrete and you have to understand it. So ek wo discipline milta hai, like sochne ka. जो कि आई फील पाकिस्तान में वैसी बहुत
इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग आपने दूसरी वाली चीज़ पर्टिकुलरली आइडेंटिफाई की है ये वाकई एवरीबडी हैज़ एन आइडिया नोबडी हैज़ द पेशेंस टू एक्चुअली स्लोली वॉक एंड बिल्ड दैट सो यू ग्रेजुएटेड इन 2002 ए लेवल्स एंड देन व्हाट अबाउट यूनिवर्सिटी दुनिया भर में टेक्नोलॉजी बहुत इवॉल्व कर चुकी है अब आप घर बैठे एक मोबाइल फ़ोन से पूरी दुनिया में किसी किस्म की भी डिफरेंट एसेट्स स्टॉक्स या इवन क्रिप्टो करेंसीज ख़रीद सकते हैं जहां पर ये टेक्नोलॉजिकल एवोल्यूशन आया वहां पे भी अनफॉर्चुनेटली हालात ऐसे हैं कि इकॉनमी एक ऐसी जगह पर पहुंची हुई है कि बड़े आजकल बुरे हालात हैं इन्फ्लेशन बहुत ज़्यादा बढ़ रही है सेविंग्स हमारी डिप्लीट हो रही हैं ज़्यादातर लोग इन्वेस्टमेंट्स करते ही नहीं हैं और जो करते भी हैं वो 90% लॉसेज अनफॉर्चुनेटली बनाते हैं इसी प्रॉब्लम को सॉल्व कर रहा है sarmaya.pk जो कि अपने फाइनेंशियल ट्रेडिंग प्लेटफॉर्म्स पे ट्रेनिंग्स भी ऑफर करता है और डेटा भी ऑफर करता है जिससे आप पूरी दुनिया की मार्केट्स खासकर पाकिस्तानी मार्केट्स को बआसानी देख सकते हैं अगर आप लोग अपने इन्वेस्टमेंट्स और ट्रेडिंग में स्ट्रगल कर रहे हैं तो आई वुड डेफिनेटली अर्ज यू टू चेक आउट सरमाया फाइनेंशियल प्लेटफॉर्म इट्स अ रिमार्केबल प्लेस जहां पर आपको बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग यू नो रिपोर्ट्स के थ्रू डेटा भी मिलता है इन्वेस्टमेंट की एडवाइस भी मिलती है और खासकर उनकी ट्रेनिंग्स जहां पर उनके एक्सपर्ट्स जो हैं वो आपको क्रिप्टो और स्टॉक मार्केट और कमोडिटीज और एसेट्स के अंदर ट्रेड करके पैसे कमाना सिखाते हैं. सो चेक आउट द प्लेटफॉर्म एंड चेक आउट देयर ट्रेनिंग्स. नाउ बैक टू द पॉडकास्ट.
या सो उस टाइम पे इंटरेस्टिंगली कंप्यूटर साइंस वाज समथिंग दैट आई वांटेड टू डू, बट द पॉपुलर थिंग उस टाइम पे वाज कंप्यूटर इंजीनियरिंग. सो दिस वाज दिस न्यू हार्डवेयर फोकस्ड डिग्री. उस टाइम पे टेलीकॉम का बहुत बूम था. So, you know, there was, everyone was telling me that computer engineering is the next big thing. So I started looking for, you know, universities that offered that program. I, you know, personally wanted CS, but I wanted to, you know, फिर peer pressure भी होता है, parents का भी होता है और उस तरह का. तो we started looking at GIK, FAST and LUMS. You know, LUMS was my top priority because of its reputation or, you know, and it was walking distance from my place. So that was also a big factor. So I ended up applying at LUMS mainly. Or phir, you know, GIK was not an option, although a lot of my friends went there.
Was that a cultural reason or ke bhai itna dur
hai? Yeah, I mean, ek jagah walking distance hai, ek jagah, you know, ek aur shehar hai. So that was a factor as well.
Right.
So I ended up, you know, just applying to LUMS. और फास्ट में अप्लाई करने का सोचा था. आई गॉट द प्रोस्पेक्टस एंड एवरीथिंग, बट आई वाज लाइक के यू नो उस टाइम पे योलो का कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं होता था, बट आई वाज लाइक योलो लेट्स गो टू LUMS एंड जस्ट अप्लाई देयर.
इंटरेस्टिंग. LUMS में कंप्यूटर इंजीनियरिंग नहीं थी उस टाइम पे?
उस टाइम पे कंप्यूटर इंजीनियरिंग थी. इट वाज अ वेरी न्यू प्रोग्राम. अभी भी ऐसे ही होता है कि साल के एंड पे आपने अपना मेजर डिक्लेयर करना होता है. सो आई एनरोल्ड इन टू CE computer engineering, but by the end of the second semester, end of the first year, I was clear that this is, you know, not the thing for me, because I took some hardware courses, I took some, you know, signals and systems or those type of courses, and they were very dry and difficult. So you know, I at that time I decided that, you know, like CS is the thing for me.
How were the 4 years at LUMS, if you
the 4 years were great. Sabse pehli cheez, you know, आप ओ लेवल ए लेवल से आ रहे होते हो एंड यू नो अच्छे स्कोर्स आपने किए होते हैं. लाइक LUMS में आके एक रियलिटी चेक मिलता है कि यू नो अच्छा देर आर सो मैनी मोर अकॉम्प्लिश पीपल देन मी. सो इन माई रिमेंबर आई टुक इकोनॉमिक्स, यू नो इट वॉज अ न्यू लाइक सब्जेक्ट फॉर मी, 101 कोर्स लेना होता है. सो आई टुक दैट इन माई फर्स्ट सेमेस्टर एंड इन द फर्स्ट फ्यू वीक्स लाइक माई डैड पॉइंटेड आउट कि यू नो पहली दफ़ा इसको पढ़ते हुए देखा है क्योंकि वो एक्चुअल यू नो वर्कलोड बहुत ज़्यादा होता है एंड यू नो यू हैव टू रिसर्च एंड लर्न एवरीथिंग ऑन योर ओन. सो एक वो जो होता है ना शिफ्ट फ्राम वेरी लाइक प्रिस्क्राइब्ड सिलेबस और वो वाली टीचिंग टू यू नो एन ओपन एंडेड थिंग, वो एक डिफरेंस था. और ऑब्वियसली द लेवल ऑफ कॉम्पिटिशन एंड एवरी थिंग वॉज, so वो एक initial like झटका था. But otherwise it was great. You know, I made good friends who you know are still good friends and had a lot of fun.
There were a lot of people from Lahore. I don't know आपके exact batch के थे या plus minus 1 year 2 years. Confiz, Texel, a lot of these guys, they're from LUMS as well, computer science. Were they
Confiz के seniors थे?
ठीक है.
जो Texel, Umar Javed. Umar Javed. He was an instructor. So
he was an instructor.
Yeah, at that time.
Achha, interesting.
Yeah, he taught us object oriented.
Interesting. Where did most of the folks who were with you end up? Are they in Pakistan?
So the vast majority is outside of Pakistan, and but there is a small minority in Pakistan. Some working in tech, some in their own, you know, either in corporates or in their businesses.
So mostly, you would say businesses or founders or some
it's
working
a
as well?
It's a mix. Achha. I would say it's an even mix.
Interesting. 2006 mein aapne graduate kiya.
Yes.
And you graduated, like, you again, were you a good student? Were you a...
Yeah, I was a decent student. Jo graduating GPA tha, wo 3.5 tha. And us time pe phir jo aakhri saal tha, I was set on working in the industry because, you know, I had... like done a lot of programming and I enjoyed it and I wanted to build things. So I was set on, you know, working in the industry.
Expectation kya hoti thi us time ke upar? Like, who were the players in the industry ke yaar? Jisna for economics, yes, tarah ke log hain na, kya Engro ka, Engro wale aayenge, Unilever aayega, that's the benchmark of it, or yeah, McKinsey mein chale jayenge. So computer science ya IT tech ke andar kya hota tha us time pe?
So us time pe international hiring was itni zyada nahi thi jitni ab hoti hai. So like Google, Amazon and Microsoft were on the radar, but they only took like one or two people.
Right.
And they took, you know, like people at the very top usually. So like most people like me didn't even consider that as, you know, as an option.
Yeah.
उस टाइम पे जो बड़े यू नो प्लेयर्स इन लाहौर एटलीस्ट थे वर सिस्टम्स नेटसॉल एंड टेक्लॉजिक्स यू नो दोज वर द वंस आई रिमेंबर आई एंडेड अप इंटरव्यूइंग एट अ लॉट ऑफ स्मॉलर यू नो सेटअप्स एज वेल घरों के अंदर स्टार्टअप यू नो खुले हुए थे उस टाइम के स्टार्टअप्स थे आई गेस उस टाइम पे स्टार्टअप का तो इतना कॉन्सेप्ट भी नहीं था फंडिंग भी नहीं थी कुछ भी नहीं था But there were definitely a lot of decent small companies operating in the space as well. But these three were the big, you know, right. players.
And you ended up in Techlogix.
How did that happen? Yeah, so I actually did an internship, you know, while I was at LUMS, at Techlogix. I liked them and they liked me. So I had a job before I graduated. Mm. I chose Techlogix because this time, I don't know if, like that was the impression at that time. Techlogix had a very engineering focused culture. Compared to, you know, NetSolar Systems, which were, you know, more into customizing their existing product and selling it again. Like, nothing wrong with that, but I wasn't, you know, and I knew a few people who went there, but I wasn't interested in that. I was more interested in the engineering aspect of it.
Interesting. That particular thought, because a lot of young kids today, when they're looking at careers, they're looking at, okay, what's the biggest name? What's the biggest salary? The way that they envision growth, wo badi different hoti hai. When you say, ke yaar, main engineering pe focus karna cha raha tha, what was happening in your mind? What were you thinking? Ke yaar, achha, main engineering pe focus karunga, toh mujhe kya upside milegi, jo ke long term pe shayad mujhe, mere liye beneficial ho?
I think wo ek passion tha for the craft. Which led to other things down the road as well. But, you know, obviously, ek naivety bhi thi us time pe, you know, ke paison ka itna nahi shayad socha, jitna, you know, actual kaam ka socha. And ek aur, you know, Techlogix ka ek aur bhi tha because of the work culture, you know, it was popular in our circles as
well.
What
do you mean by that?
By a culture that is not driven by sales, you know, or by the sales team.
Right.
It's more focused on, you know,
quality of the product.
Quality of the craft and a little bit of innovation. Jo ki itni zyada to nahi thi, but jo bhi, you know, customers kehte the.
Aur ye kar rahe kya the? Against hardcore services team for...
So after I left, there was a big change at Techlogix in which I think they, you know, started focusing on customizing either a Microsoft or an Oracle product.
Right.
I forget. But at that time, it was a lot of like service-oriented काम यू नो बाहर के स्टार्टअप्स बाहर की कंपनियाँ वर आउटसोर्सिंग वर्क टू दैम सो आई एक्चुअली लाइक डिड एंड अप वर्किंग ऑन अ टीम दैट वॉज आउटसोर्सिंग वर्क फॉर अ यूएस स्टार्टअप
इंटरेस्टिंग एंड व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ वर्क वर यू डूइंग एट द टाइम
सो वो जो स्टार्टअप था दैट वॉज फोकस्ड ऑन लाइक बिल्डिंग लाइक फोटो एल्बम्स फॉर स्कूल्स लाइक स्कूल्स में हर साल जो एक ईयर बुक होती है और वो होती है सो दे वर So this was a very different time from today.
Right.
Like technology was not what it was. Mobile phones were not a thing. Like smartphones were not a thing. So it was very new technology there. So they were focused on digitizing that and selling that as a package or a service to schools. So we were building the technology, jo ke, you know, like photos ko layout karti thi in photo books and nicely animate karti thi usse and everything.
Right. How long were you working there for?
So I worked there for a year, a year and a half, as all like good LUM students do. and then we usually decide to apply for a master's. So iski bhi ye story hai ke actually, you know, before I graduated, us time pe ek wave chali ke sare Fulbright pe apply kar rahe the, Fulbright ke liye apply kar rahe the. And
right.
I was dead set on working in the industry, but I just applied for the heck of it. Ke chale sare apply kar rahe hain, main bhi GRE de ke dekhta hoon. Us time pe, and now that I look back, us time pe when I wrote the, you know, the statement of purpose, ek essay hota hai, I had no idea what to write. Because I, you know, I had no idea what impact I could make or what was even going on in the industry.
Right.
But yeah, fast, like forward 1 year, ek saal ho gaya, Fulbright ki applications phir se khul gayin, phir se ek wave chali ki chalo ab apply kar lete. And at that time I did, like redid the GRE and actually had a better idea of what to write in my statement of purpose now that I had actually worked in the industry. And so I got it. And at that time, you know, once I got it, and at that time on the side, I used to run a blog about programming, about the craft, and about other things as well. And that blog actually was a nice source of job offers. Because again, us time pe LinkedIn bhi itna nahi tha.
Right.
So I ended up, you know, like having conversations with Umar Saif. He at that time had a small startup, a social like web, like plugin type thing. I think it was called Bumpin. I ended up having a conversation and interview with Raza Saeed at Parkwheels, at, you know, at Confis. But I eventually went to a small startup in Islamabad. Like they were building a web collaborative editing document, you know, software. So I ended up working from home for them, you know, for there after Techlogix.
So, I mean, abhi aapka master's ka final nahi hua tha, and you left Techlogix for the startup.
Yeah.
Why did you leave after a year and a half?
A year and a half, us time pe Fulbright accept ho gayi thi.
Acha.
Yeah. So I had that, you know, like thing ke I...
Mujhe core corporate career ki requirement nahi hai. I'll go do something interesting with my life for now.
Yeah, so I was like, I will be going off for a master's in 6 to 8 months. Might as well try something, you know, else. Corporate maine flavor le liya.
Haan.
What is the startup, you know, culture all about?
Aur ye aap Lahore se hi baith ke kar rahe the?
Maine mainly Lahore se baith ke kaam kiya tha, but for a few months they rented out, you know, a small house in I-10. I don't know us time pe kya tha. Kone mein tha Islamabad ke. एक बंदा उधर होता था जो मैं फ्राई अंडे बना के सुबह देता था और बस फिर हम लाउंज में बैठ के कोडिंग करते थे. सो दैट वाज आल्सो अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एक्सपीरियंस. एक महीना या दो महीने आई रिमेंबर, यू नो, वी डिड दैट. इट वाज अगेन अ वेरी स्मॉल टीम, आई थिंक 3 or 4 पीपल. Yeah, so that was an interesting experience as well.
And then 6 to 8 months you were off to your masters.
Yeah, I got married and then
Fulbright, how does that work? You apply for the scholarship first and then apply to universities, or do you?
So first you apply to an area, computer science mera tha. And once you get it, then Fulbright helps you get into, you know, different universities. They have a certain preference for certain universities. So for example, MIT mein ghusna hona Fulbright is fairly difficult.
Okay.
Like Georgia Tech, UIUC, these are easier in the engineering space.
Easier because, I mean, generally they're easier?
Or like Fulbright prefers them.
Okay.
I believe for funding reasons or for other reasons as well.
Right.
And yeah, so I ended up selecting Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh.
आपने वैसे जनरली अप्लाई कहाँ कहाँ किया था?
मैंने कार्नेगी मेलन किया था, दैट वाज माय नंबर वन चॉइस. एंड एज अ बैकअप आई अप्लाइड टू लाइक टू अदर यूनिवर्सिटीज, एक जॉर्जिया टेक थी एंड द थर्ड वन आई फॉरगेट, बिकॉज वो आपने अपना लाइक बैलेंस रखना होता है कि एक आपने टॉप टीयर पे करना है, एक मिडिल टीयर पे करना है, और एक बिल्कुल सेफ्टी नेट है.
राइट. नहीं, सो व्हाई कार्नेगी मेलन?
So Carnegie Mellon was is the birthplace of software engineering as a discipline.
अच्छा.
Yeah, so it was funded by the DoD, and the DoD at the very, you know, inception of the internet and software was the biggest vendor of software. So they, you know, so this university actually, you know, created a lot of the processes and tools that are used in everyday industry these days.
Right.
For, you know, collaborative like software engineering at scale, you know, hundreds of people writing software, it can be very chaotic.
Right.
So like that always interested me, and I was very in, you know, like industry focused, product focused from the start. I didn't want to go into academia, I didn't want to do research, I wanted to, you know, build things that real people used.
Right.
So that was a consideration. Yeah.
Interesting.
And the other thing, interesting thing about Carnegie Mellon was that it was at a cross section between art and engineering. So I don't know if you know, but they do a lot of like work for Disney as well, where they have a very old and very mature drama school and art school, and in the same university, and they do a lot of collaboration, like building robots for plays or, you know, entertainment.
Right. And that must be quite fun.
Yeah, that was very interesting.
And so you went in 2008, and you graduated, you had a job, you seemingly settled, but now you're unsettling yourself. You're going for a master's on a scholarship.
Yeah.
Why decide to get married right before that? That's just टेकिंग द एंगजाइटी पिल ऑल्टरनेट भी हो सकता है ना कि मैं बस जा रहा हूँ मास्टर्स के लिए दो साल जैसे ही आई लैंड एंड आई गेट मैरिड व्हाट वाज द थॉट देयर
आई थिंक इट्स अ जनरेशनल थिंग परहैप्स उस टाइम पे पेरेंट्स का ही होता था अगर यू नो बच्चा बाहर जा रहा है तो शादी करके भेजो सो आई थिंक इट वाज दैट
एंड योर वाइफ वेंट विद यू टू द यूएस
यस यस
हाउ वाज दैट डूइंग योर मास्टर आई मीन वर आइदर ऑफ यू वर्किंग देयर At the time, then I think आपको तो allowed ही नहीं
था. नहीं मुझे allowed नहीं था. हाँ, like Fulbright पे यही होता है. Even if you work, तो they deducted from your stipend.
I see.
And she ended up working like part time as well at a store. So I think she had a great time there.
How was that experience as a young couple, going to the US and not really pursuing the American dream उस तरह से because you're studying and you know this is a timed thing but still it's exciting right
yeah I mean it was like an extended honeymoon for like 16 months there you know because like koi strings attached nahi the to the US so we weren't really thinking of you know like putting
settling,
down roots
settling,
there haan. Or us type ki koi serious life decisions nahi leni thi us time pe
right
So yeah, I was focused on education. She was focused on, you know, her job as well. And we explored and I have family there as well. So we ended up like traveling and meeting family there as well.
Did you guys do like road trips or go to multiple states or?
Nahi, bahut extended road trips nahi thi. We usually just took either a bus or a flight or us tarah. Boys wali road trips nahi thi.
Interesting. Fulbright ke baad you have to come to Pakistan. Is that a definitive thing? Yeah, you have to be outside of the US, can go anywhere.
So there was this infamous addendum in our batch to the Fulbright agreement. Pehle aise hota tha where it wasn't required that you had to come back to Pakistan. You could stay abroad. But in our batch or either in the you know batch before us, ye addendum hua tha ke I think it was lax for PhD students, but for master's students, you had to come back.
Achha, ye aap ye nahi kar sakte, US se nikal ke aap let's say Canada chale jayen ya England chale jayen.
Nahin. I actually had a batchmate at CMU who was on the Fulbright from Panama. Aur us bande ne bahut jaan mari thi trying to stay in the US somehow. Usne bahut interviews diye the. And that made me think, okay, this is not a Pakistani thing. but he ended up going back as well.
Right. And is that a timed thing? Ki itne arse bahar hi hai, bas wapas gaya, fir wapas aake kisi aur route se aap aa sakte hain to aa jaye koi masla
nahi. Nahi, phir you have to stay back for master students ke liye for 2 years. So aapne wapas Pakistan mein 2 saal spend karne hote hain and then you can go.
You never went back?
Yeah.
Why not?
I ended up, so before coming back, at that time I didn't know he was my future co-founder, but I, you know, met him at TechLogix. And before I was graduating from CMU, he contacted me about an idea that he had.
Right.
Which is now called Poster My Wall. So, you know, we worked on that idea. I liked it. And, you know, I had always wanted to work on something of my own. So, you know, we ended up...
This person was a client at TechLogix.
At that time, yes. He was on the client side.
Right.
I was on the outsourcing side.
Right.
Yeah.
So, tell me about Poster My Wall. And this is what you still do, right? 13,
yes, yes.
14 years
13,
on.
14 years on. This is what we're still doing. So, Poster My Wall is an online design tool that helps, you know, people... make designs and do marketing online and in store as well. So we started off initially as just a design tool. In 2010, if you wanted a poster or any marketing imagery, Photoshop or any of the other desktop applications were your only option. So like we were the only tool at that time where you could, you know, it had easy to use options. Any layperson could make a design and then, you know, download a high resolution file and print, you know, a 6-foot tall poster. Yeah, so we started off as that in 2010.
The poster printing and the latter part of that sort of funnel, you guys never touched that. Bahut sari products ne ye bhi kiya na, unhone usko integrate kar diya. चाहे खुद क्या हो चाहे सर्विसेज से इंटीग्रेट कर दिया कि आपने बना लिया पोस्टर तो हम ही आपको आप इतने पैसे दें हम आपको प्रिंट करके आपके घर भेज देंगे
सो एट लॉन्च टाइम वी एक्चुअली डिड ऑफर दैट इन द यूएस ओनली सो वी डिड पार्टनर विद अ प्रिंटर दैट यू नो आवर यूजर्स कुड ऑर्डर प्रिंट्स फ्रॉम बट अराउंड कोविड के बाद या कोविड से थोड़ा सा पहले यू नो द वर्ल्ड हैड शिफ्टेड वेल नॉट कम्प्लीटली बट अ लॉट ऑफ मार्केटिंग हैड शिफ्टेड ऑनलाइन
राइट
सिंस 2010 And we were seeing a decline in interest in print like products and print marketing as right. well.
When did you launch this product?
So 2010 mein main wapas aaya, like January 2010 mein, us time pe, you know, in the US we had signed, you know, the LLC and everything and I set up a home office in Lahore. And it took me around 6 months to build, you know, the first version of the product with, you know, the proprietary technology that we built for high resolution output and then a whole website around it, you know, everything. So we launched in June 2010. And then we waited for the first sale to happen.
How long did that take?
It took about a few weeks. Yeah. So it's a... जो इनिशियल लाइक स्टार्टअप वाला टाइम होता है मैं अपनी जो टीम है उसको ये कहता हूँ कि यू नो यू गाइज हैव जॉइंड एट द यू नो एट द इजी पीरियड लाइक वी हैव गॉन थ्रू द रॉकी स्टार्टअप फेज सो
यू नो हाउ डू यू गो अबाउट इट इनिशियली आई मीन वर यू डू यूजिंग सॉर्ट ऑफ गूगल एड्स और बिकॉज आई मीन आपने एक प्रोडक्ट बना दिए एक डीप अबिस ऑफ द ओशन ऑफ द इंटरनेट में फेंक दिए How does one come about getting orders there, right?
Yeah. So initially we focused a lot on SEO, making sure that, you know, we got as much organic traffic from Google as possible. Uske upar phir Google Ads humne lagaye. Social media was starting out. So obviously we, us time pe khali Facebook hota tha or Twitter. So we made those profiles. Pinterest bhi hota tha. So we made those profiles, started blogging. So, you know, in the first like year after we launched, I was spending like 70% of my time in writing code and the 30% was writing blog posts and doing digital marketing. So that was a start. Phir product ke andar, you know, we had like product-led growth like type things. KB offered a free download, but the free download had a large watermark saying postermywall.com. That ended up being very valuable at the early, you know, at the early stage in bringing like direct word of mouth traffic to the site.
आपने कहा आपने initially एक home office बनाया और उसमें you were working.
Yeah.
How long before you hired your first engineer?
Yeah. So we hired our first engineer in 2014, 2015
ke time pe. So 4 years you were just building this all on your own.
Yeah. So it was just me for, you know, full time. When we launched the first version of the website, my wife was just passing behind my screen and she saw it and she was like, ye kabhi nahi, you know, chalega. Like users cannot see, you know, their designs or templates. So she like taught herself, you know, web design and Photoshop and everything. And she made, you know, the second iteration of our website, which we launched. I think I made it in November, like 2010. So yeah, she started helping me a lot with the web design and the actual content because humne like June mein editor to launch kar diya, website to launch kar di, but we didn't have any content to put on it. No concept of templates. So we needed backgrounds and we needed templates. So, you know, like she started doing a lot of, you know, the artwork and the templates that would, you know, go there. So yeah, it was her. But the first full-time employee came in 2014.
So, I mean, that was 4 years. And jab banda lump se graduate karke, Carnegie Mellon se graduate karke, Pakistan wapis aata hai, to aapko left, right, har banda pull kar raha hota hai, aur awazin daal raha hota hai, kaan mein, kya kar raha hai, yaar, dekh le, pata nahi chalega, nahi chalega, time zaya kar raha hai type. No matter how much you believe in something, theek hai, usme numbers bhi aa rahe honge, sara kuch aa raha hoga, but one does second guess themselves, right? Ki yaar, I mean, am I going to be 50 years old and sitting alone and trying to build this product? Did you have those moments? Especially, COVID, I think, really helped. I was in the digital media space and I had my own thing. In the first couple of years, we hadn't hired anyone. एंड सो इवन आप घर से कर रहे हो तो पैसे भी आ रहे थे लेकिन वो पेरेंट्स भी आपको ना कर रहे होते हैं अच्छा यार चलो दही ले आओ वो मामू आए नीचे आके बैठ जाओ भाई मैं काम कर रहा हूँ बट वो कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं था कि यू नो लाइक घर से बैठ के क्या काम होता है माई फादर इज ऑल्सो अ बैंकर तो उनको तो ये था कि यार 8 बजे सुबह उठना होता है जॉब पर जाना होता है यू नो द रूटीन वॉज पैरामाउंट एंड सो कोविड ने एटलीस्ट ये किया दे वेंट अब्रॉड टू माई ब्रदर्स एंड दे सॉ के यार वहाँ पे भी जॉब पेशा लोग जो हैं वो अब घर से होम ऑफिस में काम कर रहे हैं उससे पहले तो कॉन्सेप्ट ही नहीं था ना इन अ लॉट ऑफ वेज पीपल वुड कम एंड जज यू के क्या सीन डू यू थिंक यू फेस्ड दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो क्वेश्चनिंग योर सेल्फ, करना है नहीं करना, मे बी आई शुड क्विट दिस, मे बी आई शुड गेट अ जॉब, मे बी आई शुड लुक फॉर अदर अपॉर्चुनिटीज?
या सो लाइक माई डैड वॉज अ बैंकर एज वेल, एंड उनको एतराज़ होता था जब टेक्नोलॉजिक्स में जीन्स पहन के जाता था, वेयर इज द सूट और एटलीस्ट अ ड्रेस पैंट. बट कमिंग बैक टू योर क्वेश्चन, येस ऑफ कोर्स यू नो देर वर डार्क मोमेंट्स एंड देर वॉज अ लॉट ऑफ अनसर्टनटी एट द स्टार्ट. यू नो वी इवन लाइक स्टॉप्ड working on the product for a few months and started picking up services wale products, like services projects. Wale projects for, you know, some sort of revenue stream. So us tarah bhi hua tha. But, you know, we were looking at the numbers and they were always encouraging. And, well, not always encouraging, but ek tha ki ab, you know, ek risk liya, ek bet liya, to let's at least, you know, see it through for, you know, like 6 more months and 6 more months. Let's see, kya hota hai. And yeah, it paid off. Usme ek to factors ye bhi the ke, I think my spouse was very supportive in maintaining a discipline of, you know, work is work. So, aur maine bhi bahut discipline rakha ke main, you know, 9 baje uthta tha aur baithta tha kaam pe, like 9 baje kaam pe baithta tha aur 6 baje ya 5 baje uth jata tha. So there was that from the start very like clear distinction between work and life. So that helped a lot. And you know, when we had kids, you know, we still maintained that as well. Isiliye jab COVID hua, work from home hua, schooling from home hui, so we were, you know, well prepared because we had a lot of experience in that as well.
Interesting. What do you think was the point where you realized ki acha, this is not just an idea that I'm pursuing, this is now a legitimate thing and this can now begin to grow and scale? And like you mentioned, 2014 mein when you hire your first employee, more often than not, that's when एक जनरल वो तो हो जाता है कि अच्छा जी अब मैंने किसी को तनख्वाह देनी है, अपना तो मैं कर लेता हूँ, कोई मसला नहीं, आज अच्छा महीना कल बुरा महीना, बट हायरिंग समवन इज अ बिग डील. इट्स इट्स इट चेंजेस द वे दैट नाउ यूर लुकिंग एट दैट एंटायर थिंग. व्हाट डू यू थिंक वाज दैट इन्फ्लेक्शन पॉइंट फॉर यू गाइस?
सो इवन एट द स्टार्ट विदाउट एनी एम्प्लॉइज, सिंस दिस वाज एंटायरली बूटस्ट्रैप्ड, देयर वाज दैट सेंस ऑफ कमिटमेंट के, यू नो, हमने इन्वेस्ट किया है, I need to try my best to, you know, make this work. Or, you know, for the first 4 years, I am repeatedly reminded ke koi vacations nahi li maine, and, you know, I worked through most public holidays as well. And yeah, hiring people also adds another layer on top of that, where you are, you know, like responsible for someone else as well. And it only gets worse as the, you know, that sense of responsibility as the team grows and grows. And so we have had, so the growth was pretty, again, hamari jo growth thi, since we were not a VC-backed startup, a typical hockey stick, Silicon Valley style growth nahi thi. It was very calm and steady and real growth. Like not the sort of hyper growth that you see in startups where, you know, they pump millions into ads.
एकदम से बहुत सारे आए और एकदम से बहुत सारे चले गए and you exactly. just stuck. Sustainable थी उस तरह से बहुत ज़्यादा.
So because, you know, this was our own money and this was, you know, like real money, like that was coming in from customers. From the start, we were very mindful of where to spend it for marketing. So whereas abhi aajkal it's typical to, you know, pump in a few $100,000 into paid ads, we never did that. We always focused on, you know, like getting users in ways that were sustainable and didn't require a lot of, you know, like funding. And those moments and those methods were almost always from within the product. So the first, you know, inflection point that happened in our growth was when, you know, again, हमने editor बना दिया, हमने concept of templates बना दिए. Initially, you know, हम खुद ही templates बनाते थे. Like Sunday magazine होता था, उसमें full page ads आते थे. We would just, you know, open them up and start copying them and making them. But then we decided to crowdsource this. We built a community that let anyone in the world sign up as an artist or a creator on Poster My Wall and make templates and put them up for sale. And then there was this whole royalty wala model around that, where, you know, for each download or each sale, the artist would get some royalty as well. So that really helped with the growth of the product, because ek humne SEO ek framework dala hua tha, and we started seeing, you know, designers from Malaysia, from Argentina, from, you know, Europe, making like designs for things that we didn't even know of, like really hyper local holidays or regional events that we hadn't thought of, and you know, like that helped with the growth a lot.
Makes sense. Why didn't you go for VC money? I mean, this is a time period when all you hear is isne, this guy left his job and now he's worth $10 billion type situations. And everybody was salivating over the idea of ki meri net worth aisi ho jaye, main mujhe VC $1 million de lekin 1% leke to main $100 million ki worth bana lu, you know. It's very easy to get seduced by that. Was that a conscious decision from you guys ki yaar nahi humne control nahi chhodna, ya humne you know, I don't know, kuch bhi ho sakta hai. So what was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, it was a conscious decision. It was about, you know, controlling the product and controlling our lifestyle and, you know, where we wanted to, you know, take the team as well.
Offers aayi thi darmiyan mein?
No, not at the start. Us time pe jab aap bilkul like chote hote ho aur user base bhi nahi hoti, us time pe offers nahi aati. Like they started coming in many years later.
Right. But you never took them?
We never took them because we were happy with the profitability, happy with the growth, and we had a clear vision for where to take the product, and yeah, we didn't need them, frankly.
So what's the scale right now, if you have some numbers to share, for the product?
Yeah, so overall we have, you know, 20 million users who've used us on a monthly basis. There's like on a given, you know, month 3 to 4 million users actively using the site. Over 130 million designs have been you know, made on the site. We also offer marketing features, so more than I think 18 million emails have been sent out through our system, 500k like social media posts have been made, and the design community has made over 2 million, you know, templates for everything from a poster to an Instagram post to a TikTok video reel to a business card.
And what's the revenue model?
So back in the day when we started, subscriptions were not a very popular or a very, you know, ubiquitous way. So we started off with the pay-as-you-go model, ke aap aate the site pe, you know, you made a design, aapko high-res download ke liye, you know, like payment karni padti thi. So for the first 4 or 5 years, it was mainly that. And then we added a subscription model on top of that as well. And now we have a monthly subscription, like 2 tiers. Ek is a basic one and then another one, more pricier one for, you know, marketing tools as well.
And do you guys at this point in time, now that you're a profitable, running, comfortable business, do you think you'll go for like an acquisition or an exit? Or do you think abhi theek hai, chal raha hai, jaise chal raha hai, we'll see where it goes?
Nee, at the moment, we aren't interested in selling or, you know, an acquisition. We have a clear vision of what we want to achieve and we're just, you know, focused on that.
Who's the biggest competitor at this point in time?
So interestingly, over the years, we have, you know, I told you, okay, we started off with design, but now we are into the email marketing space. We are in the social media marketing space. So the list of competitors has actually grown over the years. Aajkal, I think the biggest household name that we compete with is Canva, which is an Australian unicorn backed by VCs. So in the design space, and like we compete with them. On the social media side, we compete with tools like Buffer and Hootsuite and Sprout Social. And on the email marketing side, again, we have competitors, Constant Contact and MailChimp.
Does it concern you ki ye jo dusri aapke competitors hain, they're VC-backed, unicorn-level question mark to bande ke dimaag mein aata hai ki yaar, we're a very niche team of passionate developers and designers and marketeers who've spent many, many years building this, but on the other side, jo machinery hai, usse shayad hum compete hi na kar paaye.
Nahi, it actually excites me, and it's a source of, you know, pride ke, you know, we're a very small team from Pakistan competing with these giants, and that's something that I mentioned to all new hires at, you know, like when they join the team as well, ke bring your A game. Because, you know, like, look at the landscape in which you're competing. So, you know, it's exciting. एंड यू नो हैविंग अ स्मॉल टीम हैज सम एडवांटेजेस. वी कैन मूव इन सर्टन स्पेसेस मच फास्टर एंड यू नो गिवन द डाइवर्स ऑफरिंग दैट वी हैव इनसाइड वन यू नो प्रोडक्ट वी कैन क्रिएट अ लॉट मोर वैल्यू अंडर वन रूफ फॉर आवर यूजर देन सम ऑफ आवर कंपेटिटर्स कैन नॉट.
इज योर user based largely driven by SEO?
The incoming traffic, yes, the user acquisition is mostly driven by SEO, and then you know word of mouth and direct traffic is also you know important.
Does it concern you ke I mean ek hota na ke active user hai mera aur wo built hai aur wo mera hi user hai aur main usko value deta rahunga wo mere paas rahega. Sort of microservice products ya applet products jo hoti hain uska jisme bas consumer SEO pe aa raha hai dekh raha hai use kar raha hai aur aage nikal raha hai usme does it have a concern you ke yaar I'm sitting at the whim of one platform or the other so either socials jiske through main you know I'm funnel ka wahi hissa ya main SEO to Google Facebook Instagram TikTok inke upar main constantly wo hu if anything changes there suddenly you know my life becomes hell.
Yeah, like that's been a thing like top of mind for me for you know since we started and since you know we clearly saw our reliance on Google. So there were many years where you know marketing goal ek ye bhi tha ke to end our reliance or on Google or actually to you know reduce. You can never be independent of Google, and Google you know will also like over the last 13 years we have seen them make drastic like changes to their search algorithm, for example, as well. But as long as you are providing value to your customers who are looking for a service that you offer, it's not a problem that is worth worrying about because Google is pretty fair and you know it's a well documented space on how to compete on ranking on Google.
I want to talk about the evolution of AI that's happened recently, and that's really exciting and worrying a lot of people. For designers, for example, wo pareshan hai ki yaar pata nahi ab to AI sab kuch AI ho jayega. At least jo low value services mein freelance pe log the wo keh rahe hain ki yaar you know what like with AI potentially replacing a lot of redundant same type ki cheez again and again to pata nahi hamari requirement rahegi ya nahi rahegi. Isko main do end se sawal puchunga aapse. Pehla ye ki because you are in the design space and design is one of the most talked about you know use case of AI at this point in time with the mid journeys of the world and so on, what are your thoughts, like what are you looking at in terms of ke aane wale waqt ke andar aapne AI ko integrate karna hai nahi karna, kya changes aap envision kar rahe hain user behavior mein jiske liye aapko shayad potentially ready hona pade. Considering that bahut sare just have a conversation with an AI app, a company based in Islamabad, very young, 2 saal, unhone yahi kiya ki unhone wo bahut sare AI portraits, AI design, AI this, AI that ki wo apps banati hain, they're like millions of downloads, crazy, right? And to wahan par aapko nazar aata hai ki acha there is another at least ek fad to at least aaya hua hai. You know, और वो फैट जो है वो ड्राइव तो कर रहा है लोगों को, वो सस्टेन कितना होता है, दैट्स अ बिग क्वेश्चन मार्क. और दूसरा कि अगेन ये जब आपने गूगल SEO की बात की तो मेरे दिमाग में आया, लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर रियली कंसर्न्ड, मार्केटर्स आर रियली कंसर्न्ड कि पोटेंशियली द यूजर बिहेवियर वेयर आज तक मैं हर चीज़ जाता हूँ जाके गूगल करता हूँ एंड आई गेट अ सीरीज ऑफ आंसर्स. Potentially, if that is replaced by me talking to a personal assistant and the personal assistant just sort of deciding what it wants and giving me one output, and unless main usko koi alternate prompt nahi deta, to wo output hi main usko aage le leta hu, right? Yeah. That's what most people do. Pehli cheez lete hain, wo aage nikal jate hain. So that just might change the very foundation of how advertising works. And obviously, for Google, even that's a big question mark, kyunki unka sara bread and butter hi wahi hai. और वो जो है लेकिन उन्होंने इसमें आना भी है क्योंकि ये नहीं करेंगे तो वो बिंग आगे निकल जाएगा या दो और सर्विसेज आ जाएंगी और वो आगे निकल जाएंगी. तो व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स ऑन दैट?
सो इसमें इनिशियली एट द स्टार्ट यू मेंशन के यू नो जब AI आई तो पीपल वर वरीड अबाउट, डिजाइनर्स एंड मार्केटर्स वर वरीड अबाउट के यू नो इट वुड टेक देयर जॉब्स. If we were to step back and look at our niche, online design tools, हमारे ऊपर भी यही criticism तो नहीं but concern होता था कि they are democratizing design. अब जो professional designers हैं ये उनकी you know jobs ले रहे हैं. But we've actually seen the opposite happen in the sense के on our marketplaces or even as our users, a fair bit of our users are actually small shops that make designs on poster my wall. And they're you know perfectly sufficient for end users. Unko usme bahut zyada you know artistic like features nahi hote, but they are good enough for the end user. So they end up using you know our tools instead of Photoshop or very pro tools to pump out designs very quickly, right. You know, to different customers. So you know there's always an opportunity. You just have to keep evolving. On the AI side, it's very interesting space. काफ़ी ज़्यादा हाइप है और यू नो एंड इफ़ यू लुक एट द एक्चुअल लाइक यूजफुल लाइक नंबर ऑफ यूजफुल प्रोडक्ट्स दैट यू कैन यूज़ टुडे दैट सेट इज़ एक्चुअली यू नो मच स्मॉलर बट यू नो दैट सेट लाइक वी आर वेरी एक्साइटेड अबाउट द एआई स्पेस बिकॉज यू नो लाइक वी हैव मिलियंस ऑफ डिज़ाइंस इन आवर सिस्टम एंड वी आर वर्किंग ऑन यू नो लाइक ट्रेनिंग आवर ओन मॉडल यू नो जस्ट टू सी इफ वी कैन you know how we can like make use of this generative AI technology. As far as the threat to Google and the impact on marketing, it's going to be you know a moving landscape, and it's going to be you know we're in the same boat as everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very interesting ride that we're you know looking at carefully. Usme ek do options ye hain ke you know if we mention you know the top competitor to Google at this time, which is ChatGPT. You have the ability to integrate with ChatGPT. So you can offer, for example, Poster My Wall as a first class, you know, option inside of ChatGPT. So that's a marketing opportunity or a funnel that, you know, you can build on, you know, which people are looking at. And open opportunities to aayengi is tarah ki. Again, it's going to be a moving landscape and you just have to stay on top of it.
Makes sense. Did you guys move from web to mobile apps?
Yeah, that's a very interesting topic. Because of the small size of the team, we have been able to launch on Android. But iOS is very strict about its requirements. Okay. And it sort of, you know, requires us to make our own iOS app, which we haven't invested in yet. But we are working on
it. Isn't there like a React or something that can do a bit of both?
There is, but even with that, iOS is fairly picky.
Okay.
And we have a large website which was built pre-React. So all the new parts are in React, but there's a lot of areas that we can't just offer or port.
How much of the user base is now on Android versus the web?
So that's an interesting question because it varies a lot from country to you know country. In our top-selling you know markets like you know. Like developed countries, the majority of paying users are still on laptops. But the Southeast Asian countries or the developing economies over the years have actually not dwarfed, but overtaken a lot of the developed economies just in terms of traffic.
Mm.
Conversion rates unke acche nahi hai because they aren't used to paying money. But so all the traffic that we see from these countries are mobile first. These are a lot of these are users whose main device is a mobile phone. So it's lopsided. You know, some of the markets that matter more are still using computers. But some of these emerging markets, which will hopefully be, you know, more important in 5 years down the road, are on mobile first.
Do you think you'll be launching an iOS app anytime soon?
Yes. Yeah.
Would that work on iPad as well?
Yes, yeah, we will, you know, iPad will be a focus. Again, numbers ke agar hum dekhen, the iPad is a very small percentage. Most people still, you know, prefer to use the iPhone because that's the device they have in their pocket or in their handbag all the time. But yeah, it'll be across the board.
Is there a redesign required for iPad? Ya aap same ko thode se tweaks ke saath multiple devices mein launch kar sakte hain?
This was a redesign would have been required like 5 or 6 years ago, but over the years Apple has become more open to different design, you know, languages. Pehle they were very strict, but yeah, a redesign will not be required, thankfully.
Why do you think you Why do you think iOS was not a focus for you guys? I would have assumed that would have been a focus maybe 7-8 years ago when everybody was getting into applets. More importantly, at least 3-4 years ago. Because in today's time, I look at consumer experience, so I just quickly just sort of app store, I went to the We use Canva as a small business, and my user experience generally says that when I use an applet on my laptop, and if there is no corresponding iOS device, iOS sort of app, somehow, बहुत फिकल सी बात है, but somehow मेरा back of the mind मेरा याद है कि you know what, like this product maybe isn't good enough, that they're not available on an app. And second मेरा उस पे याद है कि particularly for cloud based things, I want things on the go. So if I've created something on the web, I would like कि मेरी device पे भी वो available है, उसको मैं थोड़ा tweak वगैरह भी कर सकूँ, I can quickly work on it. Why was that not a more pressing initiative?
Yeah, no, from day one we have supported mobile in the sense that you can go to postermyworld.com on Chrome in your browser or on Safari on your iPhone, and everything will work.
Okay.
So you are able to make changes on the go or buy designs on the go and everything. So that we've made sure, you know, always works. It was just, you know, again, working with a small team, you need to pick your battles. We were seeing, you know, decent, you know, usage on laptops, but yeah, iOS is long overdue. We'll be getting to that.
Interesting. Thoda sa, I'm going to expand the conversation. You guys are a product business out of Pakistan, which is a rarity on its own. First of all, because you're so focused on this, ke banda khud se apne jaisa dhoond leta hai na, are there a lot of folks like you who are running successful product businesses out of Pakistan? And, you know, does not necessarily have to be Lahore, Islamabad, Lahore, Karachi, and or Peshawar, Pind, Dadan Khan, wherever.
So I've been around for, you know, a while, in the sense ke in 2010. And when we, you know, more importantly in 2014, when we started interviewing people, us time pe, you know, all the experienced people that came in for an interview were all from services backgrounds. Us time pe, like product ki background wala banda dhoondna impossible tha, which is part of the reason why, you know, historically I've hired fresh grads. Because unme, you know, you can instill that work culture or the style that a product company needs.
What's the difference between the style of a services guy and a product guy?
So, in a lot of, again, I don't want to, you know, make them sound bad or anything, but like business needs yehi hoti hai for a services company, in some cases, to just, you know, like finish the, you know, like the project and hand it over to the client. Long-term thinking utni nahi hoti. Innovation ki bahut zyada kabhi kabhi zarurat nahi hoti. Again, it's an 80-20 thing. 20% of, you know, large projects will be very focused on innovation, but the vast majority of work is simple, you know, like Shopify ko ye customize kar diya, WordPress ko ye customize kar diya. So, you know, the people who were working in this 80% of the area and that we interviewed, we realized ke, you know, like they were very used to finding quick solutions off of Google and you know, using them in the code, which would be, you know, create problems down the road. Whereas, you know, an engineer or a product manager on the product side, we would need people who were a lot more autonomous in their thinking, in their problem solving solutions. And again, having a very strong craft when it came to coding. So even in our, you know, for example, our interviews and tests for engineering, we don't require any particular programming language. Our focus bahut zyada problem solving pe hota hai. Okay, you know, like can this person think around a problem or think through, you know, through a problem. So wo ek focus on problem solving and, you know, and good craft is a focus.
Right. Again, so have you found other product companies in Pakistan?
Yeah, so I was coming to that. Usme yehi hai ke initially we, you know, we didn't used to like see a lot of like people who had worked at product companies. But in recent years, we have started seeing, you know, more people. It's been great watching, you know, the local startup ecosystem well, not thrive, but at least variety आई है, it has started.
Right.
Right. And there are, I know of a few, I forget their names, but there are a few shops in Islamabad who are actually working in the social media marketing space as us as well.
Hmm.
एक सोशल मीडिया नेटवर्क फॉर वर्क होता था, आई फॉरगेट देयर नेम एज वेल, दे वर लाइक प्रीटी बिग एज वेल, दे वर बेस्ड इन इस्लामाबाद, एंड देन वी हैव अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक लोकल प्रोडक्ट यू नो बेस्ड कंपनीज एज वेल. आई विश देयर वर अ लॉट मोर यू नो प्रोडक्ट कंपनीज दैट वर फोकस्ड ऑन इंटरनेशनल क्लाइंट्स और इंटरनेशनल यूजर्स देन यू नो फोकसिंग ऑन द पाकिस्तानी मार्केट, बिकॉज आई फील दैट्स अ लॉस्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी.
पाकिस्तान में जो स्टार्टअप्स का बूम एटलीस्ट नैरेटिव में आया है पिछले 3-4 साल में, उसमें लार्जली फोकस इस पर रहा है कि यार हम पाकिस्तान में पाकिस्तानियों के लिए क्या प्रोडक्ट्स बना सकते हैं, चीज़ें बना सकते हैं, सर्विसेज बना सकते हैं. मैं जनरली आई एम अ समवॉट ऑफ अ क्रिटिक ऑफ दैट आइडिया, लार्जली बिकॉज पाकिस्तान बीइंग अ डेवलपिंग कंट्री, यू डोंट हैव द मार्जिन्स रिक्वायर्ड, यू डोंट हैव द फिस्कल स्पेस रिक्वायर्ड कि जी जिसमें आप कोई बहुत मैसिव अमाउंट ऑफ एफिशिएंसी ड्राइव करें तो वो वैल्यूएशन गेम में आप जा सकते हैं. राइट, कंजम्पशन ड्रिवन, अगेन मैं हर दफ़ा ऑलमोस्ट एवरी टाइम आई टॉक अबाउट अ स्टार्टअप तो मैं इवन करीम की एग्जांपल देता हूँ, विच इज़ बाय एंड लार्ज आवर बिगेस्ट सक्सेस स्टोरी बीइंग अ पाकिस्तानी फाउंडर, बट इवन फॉर देम पाकिस्तान इज देयर वर्स्ट मार्केट एंड दे जस्ट दे यूज दैट एज अ नंबर टू प्रॉप अप द वैल्यूएशन गेम. बट बाय एंड लार्ज यू नो आपकी जो रेवेन्यू है पीनट्स है और वो लार्जली लॉस ही बनाती है आखिर में, एंड दैट शुड रियली टेल यू समथिंग अबाउट द पाकिस्तानी मार्केट. अनफॉर्चुनेटली इट डिडंट, एंड सो अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल पर्टिकुलरली दोज बेस्ड आउट ऑफ पाकिस्तान स्टार्टेड बिल्डिंग इन पाकिस्तान होपिंग के हम भी उसी पेस ऑफ ग्रोथ से, जिस पेस ऑफ ग्रोथ से करीम ने ग्रो किया, हम ग्रो कर जाएंगे. Kareem model is not bad. I don't mind it at all. You test Pakistan as a training ground and then you launch globally. That's fine. But Kareem had that advantage of their team having that global network connectivity, so on and so forth. On the other hand, अगर मैं आपकी जैसी product की बात करूँ कि यार आप global market में इतनी opportunities हैं, आप उसके लिए build services digitally. You know, while sitting in Pakistan, just the cost over and the margin is right there, right? Ke engineering margin and so on and so forth. वहाँ पर focus ज़्यादा आता नहीं है. अगर वो आता भी है तो उसके ऊपर वो जो normal critique मिलता है वो ये मिलता है कि यार हमारे पास globally competitive talent ही exist नहीं करता. Which I can again, चलें, what are your thoughts first of all? के पाकिस्तान से बैठ के आपके केस में अपसाइड डेफिनेटली ये थी, यू वेंट टू कार्नेगी मेलन, यू हैड अ को-फाउंडर हु वाज नॉट सिटिंग इन पाकिस्तान, यू नो दैट जस्ट डज मेक इट इजियर कि ड्राइव हो रहा है फ्रॉम आउटसाइड ऑफ पाकिस्तान तो आपको कॉन्स्टेंटली आवाज़ आ रही है कि एग्जैक्टली रिक्वायरमेंट्स क्या हैं, ये क्या है, वो क्या है, एटलीस्ट इन द स्टार्ट. बट व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स ऑन दैट?
आई एम एज सरप्राइज्ड एज यू आर, you know, at the lack of companies that are focused on, you know, international users or going international and not focusing on Pakistan. Focusing on Pakistan is not a bad thing, but I feel companies, you know, that build products for the local market should keep the international market in their mind so that they can repackage and sell it for, you know, the international market.
Right.
And I'm again mystified at the, you know, the lack of companies that are focused on this, because I disagree ke there's a lack of talent that can compete internationally and build products. So, you know, given the right you know, culture, given the right guidance and given the right focus, we can, you know, like be as good as engineers from any other country or marketers. So वो एक है. एंड अगेन हैविंग को फाउंडर अब तो बड़ा आसान हो गया, आप यू नो लाहौर में बैठे हो, एक डेलीवेयर LLC आप खोल सकते हो एंड यू कैन गेट एक्सेस टू एवरीथिंग एंड यू कैन यू नो लाइक स्टार्ट रनिंग US बिजनेस विद एक्सेस टू
लीगल. तो चले आपका हो जाएगा, बट एक होता है ना, देखें जैसा मेरे दिमाग में इसकी सोल्यूशन ये आती है कि आई मे बी नॉट डोंट एक्सपेक्ट अब पाकिस्तानी किड जो फास्ट से ग्रेजुएट किया वो यहाँ से बैठ के उसका एक्सपोजर ऐसा होगा कि उसको एग्जैक्टली पता है कि इस वक्त सिलिकॉन वैली में कौन सी प्रोडक्ट मैं करूँगा, तो वो एक्साइटिंग होगी. बहुत सारी चीज़ें हैंड इन हैंड होती हैं. हैविंग द राइट आइडिया जो कि एक्साइटिंग हो, जिसको मीडिया भी उठा ले, तो वो ग्रो भी कर जाता है उस तरह की इकोनॉमी में. बट देन आई सी अ ह्यूज, जिस तरह आपने मेंशन किया, मेरे अपने भाई सारे फास्ट ग्रेजुएट्स हैं 99 01 बैचेस के. 95% or 99% of all of their class fellows are sitting either in Germany or in the US, in Canada. Yeah. And because these guys went in early, jo 2000-2010 wala time, so they're all fairly senior in wherever they're working, right? Mujhe ye feel hota hai ki overseas Pakistanis ne apne aap ko disconnect kar liya, jo us time pe gaye the na. Because they could be those activators jo ke आइडिया पे फोकस करें, स्ट्रक्चर पे फोकस करें कि यार मैंने स्टेप्स क्या 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 बिल्ड करने, वो चीज़ें मिसिंग हैं पाकिस्तान में. एट द एंड ऑफ द डे एक्सपोजर नहीं है ना यहाँ के इंजीनियर का, वो बहुत चीज़ बना सकते हैं, बस वो डायरेक्शन ही नहीं है. तो डायरेक्शन हैज़ टू कम फ्रॉम समवेयर अब्रॉड. और उसमें आप गोरे पे वेट करते रहेंगे तो वो तो कहीं ना कहीं आप मास्टर्स करने गए तो कोई पर्सनल कनेक्शन निकल आया, उससे आपने बिल्ड कर लिया. पाकिस्तानी कुड प्ले दैट रोल, बट अलॉट द वापिस्तानीज इज वेल. You know, there are people, Atif Awan, folks like those, jinhone aake consumption based businesses mein invest kiya, consumption based businesses ko wo aage lekar gaye, rather than aisi products pe focus karte jo ke eventually American market mein compete kar sakte hain.
Yeah, so yeah, a few points. When I was a student, I remember, you know, one of the first websites that I used to, well, a website that I used to frequent to was TechCrunch. And that was, you know, for those who don't know, it covers the Silicon Valley and the startup culture in the US. So wo ek inherent sense develop ho gayi hui thi of what is a good product, what is a product, how the difference between selling atoms versus electrons. Pakistan jaise mulk ke liye, Pakistan jaisi economy ke liye, everyone should be focused on selling electrons, you know, online services.
Explain that.
So atoms are physical products that you can sell. So and electrons are digital services that you can sell. Again, like given Pakistan, all the infrastructure, if it's on the cloud, it just makes sense for you to be able to. It's just easier to get a product that is selling electrons off the ground and in front of customers. You don't need raw material. All you need is a laptop, internet, and people. Where we are lacking right now, I think it's a very good point, is a lack of product thinking. I think, you know, we're on the up in the sense ke, again, I've been hiring for over a decade now. Pehle a product designers ka concept nahi hota tha. Like product managers to dur ki baat hai. You couldn't even find people who could connect design with the product. Now I feel, you know, that space is actually very vibrant. There are very passionate people working in that space, and it's a good place. You know, it's a good pool of people that you can hire. Obviously, bahut chota hai, but it's there. I'm seeing a similar thing happening in the product manager space as well. And, you know, all this takes time. Abhi jo startup history hai Pakistan ki, jo startup ecosystem hai, it's very nascent. It's very small. Abhi aap, you know, if you look across the border, India is not known for innovation at this point. They don't have startups or, you know, large companies or product-based companies. They are still known
for services.
For services. So it's a natural evolution. But yeah, I think the mandate needs to be set that, you know, focus on international service, you know, like product-based opportunities, because it's a big lost space.
Makes sense. In terms of talent, have you been impacted by the recent devaluation in terms of ke jitne bhi main logon se baat karta hu kehte hain yaar ya to quality jis bande pe humne focus kiya kyunki investment hai na at the end of the day when you're hiring someone you said main bata fresh graduates hire karta hu main uske upar invest karta hu 2-3 saal main uska wo culture pura develop karta hu jisme wo he can work autonomously essentially right. बट दैन डाउन टर्न आता है एक पॉइंट पे, लोग कहते हैं कि देखो जी तुम तो डॉलर पैक मार्केट में हो, तुम्हारा तो गुड सीन है, बट वो गुड सीन मेरे अगर मैं क्वालिटी टैलेंट बना रहा हूँ तो उस क्वालिटी टैलेंट का एक्सेस भी है ग्लोबल मार्केट्स का.
बिल्कुल.
और उसकी वजह से चर्न बहुत ज़्यादा हो रहा है कि जिसमें वो छोड़ रहे हैं, वो दुबई जा रहे हैं, वो US जा रहे हैं, वो मास्टर्स वास्टर्स वन वे और देर मूविंग आउट. आइदर दैट और टैलेंट की जो अवेलेबिलिटी है, डिवेलप्ड टैलेंट की अवेलेबिलिटी इतनी कम है. कि आप टैलेंट डेवलप करते हैं 2 साल के अंदर और वो सडनली अनकम्पेरेटिव हो जाता है बिकॉज वो मार्केट में लेफ्ट राइट आते हैं और आके डबल ट्रिपल सैलरीज करके वो ले जाते हैं बिकॉज उनके काम चल रहे होते हैं, उनको दे जस्ट नीड टू गेट द जॉब डन एज सून एज पॉसिबल. विच इज़ प्रॉब्लमैटिक बिकॉज स्पेशली सर्विसेज इंडस्ट्री में तो देर इज एन इकोनॉमिक मॉडल एंड द ओनली वे टू ग्रो इज दैट इकोनॉमिक मॉडल वेयर यू कैन से कि भाई मैं बाहर जाऊँगा, मैं जाके नोबडी केयर्स के जी हमारा ब्रांड इतना अच्छा तो नहीं है कि हम कहेंगे देखें जी आप इंडिया से करवा रहे हैं, मैं आपको इंडिया से क्वालिटी में बेहतर रिसोर्स ला के दूंगा, आप मुझे बस वही पैसे मुझे दे दें. आपने कंपीट करना है कि यार आप इंडिया से करवा रहे हैं, $3,000 दे रहे हैं, $4,000 दे रहे हैं, मैं आपको 3,000 में कर दूंगा, राइट. बट वो जो मार्जिन कॉल आपने बनानी है उसके लिए आपके पास एम्पल सप्लाई होनी चाहिए ताकि रेलिवेंट प्राइसिंग के अंदर मैं उस चीज़ उस पूरी सप्लाई चेन को कनेक्ट कर सकूँ, जो कि रिसेंट टाइम से बहुत डिफिकल्ट हो गया बिकॉज सप्लाई कम थी तो ऑटोमेटिकली उसकी एक सप्लाई साइड इन्फ्लेशन आ गई और वो you know the economics were not very conducive for growth. Did you face similar problems?
Yes. So 3-4 years ago we used to compete with people going for a masters. In most recent years ye jo aapne baat ki hai, you know, people getting hired directly while sitting here, you know, from companies mostly in Europe and a little bit in the US as well. So even you know, agar log physically bhi bahar nahi ja rahe, you are still having to compete with foreign companies who are hiring directly here. It's a good sign for talent here. For product-based companies, it's also a problem, but it's a very big problem for services-based companies. Because again, unka ek economic model hota hai and they need to be able to compete. So yeah, we have been affected. Pehle कभी ऐसे नहीं होता था कि इफ़ समवन एक्सेप्टेड एन ऑफर दे डिडंट एंड अप शोइंग अप, बट इन द पास्ट फ्यू इयर्स अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव जस्ट यू नो टोल्ड अस, ओ आई गॉट एन ऑफर फ्रॉम अ जर्मन कंपनी और यू नो, सो यू नो लाइक वी आर जस्ट गोइंग टू वर्क फ्रॉम होम फॉर देम देयर.
वर्क फ्रॉम होम एंड रिमोट वर्क डू यू थिंक हैज इंक्रीज्ड पोस्ट कोविड इन टर्म्स ऑफ के जर्मनी से डायरेक्टली हायर टू पाकिस्तान, बिकॉज उससे तो आप कम्पीट कर ही नहीं सकते ना, बिकॉज वो जो आपको सैलरीज ऑफर कर रहे हैं वो कर रहे हैं उससे तो पाकिस्तानी कंपनी वर्चुअली इम्पॉसिबल हो जाता है. लोकल कंपनी को आप कर रही है, आप कहते हो यार मुझे बताओ ऑफर क्या है, मैं थोड़ा सा उससे अप एंड डाउन कर लेता हूँ. बट यू थिंक दैट हैज़ इंक्रीज्ड सिंस कोविड एज द वर्ल्ड हैज़ सॉर्ट ऑफ ओपन्ड अप टू द आइडिया कि इट्स फाइन, लाइक आई डोंट केयर वेयर यू आर वर्किंग फ्रॉम एज लॉन्ग एज योर टैलेंट इज गुड.
या सो COVID, you know, the catastrophe or the calamity it was, like did help in normalizing remote work. COVID se pehle main bhi, I was never opened to having people work remotely on their team. It wasn't just a concept that you thought of, right? Agar koi Islamabad ya kisi aur Lahore se, you know, buyer bhi kisi ne agar, if they applied, requirement hoti thi that you would be, you know, relocated to Lahore, we'll help you do that. But you would still have to work from the office 5 days a week. After COVID, we ourselves are, you know, like following a hybrid model where people are only required to come in 3 days in the office and then they can work from home for the rest of the, you know, few days. Aur kuch log hain jo ke Lahore mein nahi and they can work from home as well. So I think wo ek achhi cheez hai, you know, that has, you know, uski acceptance. Achhi cheez hai, buri bhi cheez hai. Hiring ke point of view se flexibility bahut aa jati hai. I am now more open to, you know, really focusing on talent than their actual physical, you know, place. So that helps, especially small companies in hiring. But it also makes, you know, retention like challenging as well. Usme retention bhi and productivity as well. Because not everyone can be, you know, productive while working from home. So like that's a challenge. And then ye wali jo cheez hai ke, you know, companies from abroad just like swoop in with, you know, a better package and then they just, you know, take away their top talent without actually, you know, so the brain drain is happening physically and, you know, it's not digitally as well.
Interesting. Do you think, and this is a critique that's coming recently by some of the more aggressive companies, jo ke jab se 2018 ka dollar peg toota hai to IT industry mein ek jaan aayi hai jiske baad se some players here or there have started to be a lot more aggressive in the way that they're growing. And there is a critique ke jo aap logon ki generation thi na, jo 2000 se 2010 ke darmiyan padh ke nikal gaye, वो बहुत कंप्लेसेंट थी इन अ वे दैट दे वर डेल्ट अ डिफिकल्ट हैंड. आई एम नॉट गोना लाई, पाकिस्तान ब्रांड पाकिस्तान वॉज वेरी बैड, टेररिज्म एंड पोलिटिकली, एंड देन उसामा बिन लादेन रैंडमली पॉप्स अप वन डे एंड यू जस्ट लाइक व्हाट द हेल. साथ लोड शेडिंग चल रही, सो थिंग्स वरंट ईजी राइट. एनी वे आप एक तरफ से प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करते थे, वो दूसरी नई प्रॉब्लम मर्ज कर जाती थी. बट सिमल्टेनियसली, एंड अगेन मैं इसमें हमेशा हवाला देता हूँ कि सिस्टम्स के एक सीनियर लीडरशिप ने ऑन अ पॉडकास्ट गिव मी अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग इनसाइट वेयर ही सेड यू नो इंडिया में बिजनेस मैन गॉट इनटू आईटी बिजनेस, हैड नथिंग क्लोज टू नथिंग टू डू विद कोर प्रोग्रामिंग और आईटी एट ऑल. दे वर पीपल जिनको बिजनेस करना आता था एंड दे सॉ आईटी एज जस्ट अनदर थिंग. अब एक बिजनेस मैन है वो फार्मास्यूटिकल में घुस रहा है, इट डजंट हैव टू बी अ केमिस्ट, ही हायर है केमिस्ट्स राइट. सो so they knew how to scale, they had the thirst for it. Pakistan mein by and large the people who came in and created these sort of smaller enterprises were mostly engineers jinki total jo life ke goals the wo ye the ki yaar I would have made it agar main Microsoft mein job kar lunga bahar jaake और मैं पूरा करियर माइक्रोसॉफ्ट में गुजार दूंगा और मुझे स्टॉक ऑप्शंस मिल जाएंगे और एक अच्छा सा घर मुझे रेडमंड में मिल जाएगा एंड आई विल बी हैप्पी. उसी के कॉरेस्पॉन्डिंग जो पाकिस्तान में रहे उन्होंने कहा कि यार ठीक है, हम जॉब कर रहे थे, जॉब से हमने आपके केस में प्रोडक्ट, बहुत सारे केस में सर्विसेज, हमने सर्विस कंपनी बना ली, प्रीमियम बड़ा अच्छा है. सो आपको एक, एक, एक पूरी वो नज़र आती है कि ऑडी होगी या मर्सिडीज़ होगी, इधर दो कनाल का डी एच ए का घर होगा या पाँच आठ कनाल, डिपेंडिंग ऑन इंटरेस्ट कैसा है कि वो एक फार्म हाउस होगा, यू नो एक अच्छी सी बड़ी सी गाड़ी रैली शैली के लिए होगी या जो भी आपका इंटरेस्ट है वो एक इंटरेस्ट पूरा हो जाएगा एंड धंधा चलता रहेगा, यू नो. सो कैप एट 200, एनी वेयर बिटवीन 50 से 200 के दरमियान हम फ्लक्चुएट करते रहेंगे, काम चल रहा है और यू नो. एंड आपसे भी मैं बात कर रहा हूँ, सो वन वे यू कैन से यू नो आई वांट टू कीप दी, आई वांट टू मेक श्योर के आई कंट्रोल द प्रोडक्ट, आई कंट्रोल दिस. सम वुड आर्ग्यू के वो शायद शार्क मेंटेलिटी मिसिंग है, जिसकी वजह से, एंड आई एम नॉट नेसेसरली सेइंग कि लॉट ऑफ दीज प्लेयर्स आर डूइंग अ पुअर जॉब, दे हैव अ ग्रेट बिजनेस, दे आर मेकिंग गुड मनी, दे आर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ देयर टैलेंट. रिसेंटली आई स्पोक टू समवन एल्स, अगेन लम्स ग्रेजुएट 2002 के आसपास ही थे वो, उनका भी यही था कि मेरा ख्याल है उनकी 100 लोगों की कंपनी है, 20 साल हो गए उनको कंपनी 2002 से चला रहे हैं, और उनका वही था कि जी हम बहुत नीच में काम करते हैं, हम बहुत ख्याल रखते हैं सबका, हमें समझ नहीं आ रही हम किस तरह से ग्रो कर रहे हैं, बस हम उसमें खुश हैं. व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स, हाउ वुड यू आंसर दैट क्रिटिक, यू नो ऑफ के मे बी यू बीइंग एट द फोरफ्रंट ऑफ द इंडस्ट्री need to be a lot more aggressive in your approach now that we're at a time where the economics have started to favor you. The dollar will always favor the export, courtesy of the latest IMF agreement, jisme wo ab to khair wo jo last dar sahab ne aake 10 mahina aur karne ki koshish ki thi, ab to by and large understanding bhi ho gayi hai policy maker aur usme kya dollar ko control nahi karna, exports ko promote karna hai. And then ek overall society mein bhi ek understanding aa gayi hai na ki digital will be our salvation. So इवन क्वालिटी टैलेंट जो है वो अब कंप्यूटर साइंस की तरफ जा रहा है, ओवरऑल एक आपको वहाँ पे पुश नज़र आ रही है. डू यू थिंक यू कुड बी मोर एग्रेसिव एंड यू चूज नॉट टू बी?
या सो देयर आर मेनी थॉट्स अराउंड दिस. एक तो यू नो समथिंग दैट लाइक देयर आर अ फ्यू फंडामेंटल इंग्रेडिएंट्स दैट आर मिसिंग यू नो व्हिच आई फील आर द कॉजेस ऑफ व्हाट यू आर डिस्क्राइबिंग. एक तो अगर हम बिल्कुल हिस्ट्री में जाए ना, थोड़ी सी जो लाइक सोशलिस्ट यू नो एक मूवमेंट थी वेयर यू नो द सेठ वाज डीमनाइज्ड एंड मेकिंग मनी वाज सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो लाइक डीमनाइज्ड यू नो. सो वो एक बैगेज एक चलता आ रहा है व्हिच इज यू नो लाइक
सबसे डर्टी फीलिंग होती है. Exactly. डर्टी फीलिंग होती है कि यार हाँ मैं पैसे कमाने के लिए धंधा करता हूँ. हालांकि भाई करता हूँ तो अच्छी बात है. हाँ
एग्जैक्टली. सो वी फेल टू रियलाइज और वी फेल टू एक्नॉलेज के इट्स दीज यू नो सेठ और दीज लार्ज कंपनीज दैट विल यू नो टेक पीपल आउट ऑफ पॉवर्टी एज एन एग्जाम्पल. एक वो फैक्टर है. एक मिसिंग इन्ग्रीडियंट दैट आई सॉ एट कार्नेगी मेलन व्हेन आई वॉज देयर कि यू नो देर वर एक्चुअली ऑफिस ऑफ गूगल एंड अदर कंपनीज ऑन द कैंपस वर्किंग ऑन प्रोजेक्ट्स विद देयर बिजनेस स्कूल्स और विद एंड नॉट जस्ट विद इंजीनियरिंग स्कूल्स यू नो वर्किंग विद रिलेटिव स्कूल्स. सो वो एक और एक और यू नो सिमिलर कॉन्सेप्ट है सिलिकन वैली में, उसको एडल्ट सुपरविजन कहते हैं कि यू नो जब लाइक टेक्निकल फाउंडर्स बना लेते हैं दे ब्रिंग इन यू नो अ फॉरेन यू नो लाइक सीईओ अ बिजनेस यू नो मैन इन अ सूट. एरिक श्मिट था गूगल के लिए एंड देर आर अदर एग्जांपल्स टू रियली स्केल अप द बिजनेस जैसे आप कह रहे हो. हमारे जो मैन इन अ सूट हैं उनको टेक का एक्सपीरियंस नहीं है अभी, राइट? But again, I think the groundwork, well, not the groundwork, but we are seeing baby steps in that area when, you know, in the last few years, you saw large groups like Fatma Group and others starting to invest in tech, you know, like that businessman actually evaluating tech as, you know, as a possible investment. So that's a good sign. I think that will be a source of, you know, future, you know, business-minded people who are able to come in either as a VC, or as a mentor or as an owner and drive growth in existing businesses. So ye do cheeze hain, you know, which I feel ek aur ingredient tha which I forgot.
That's all right. But ye aapne badi interesting baat ki, man in a suit, you know, build something and then let the man in a suit sort of scale that up.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd ever take a backseat from your own business?
Yeah. I mean, if again the vision aligns, if the goals align, and if at the end of the day it's you know, if it's good for the country's economy and it's good for, you know, we're creating more jobs and it's good for the product, then yes, for sure. But reality aisi hoti hai ke a product, you know, if you really have to scale it, you have to take a lot of like shortcuts or decisions that you wouldn't normally make if you were very focused on the user. You would need to let go of a lot of, you know, users in the pie, alienate a lot of, you know, people. So wo ek cheez hai.
Right.
But yeah, if the vision aligns.
Beyond poster my wall, I mean, you have a, ek to aapke paas experience of building a product and then marketing it and sustaining it. And that's largely a 360 degree scope that you and your company have, and that's very valuable, right? That's missing in Pakistan. Have you ever thought about ke ji one way or the other, chahe uska koi capitalist model ho, where I can't do everything myself, I don't have the time to be very honest, but I can potentially begin to invest or partner or something or the other with other teams where I can help them again reach the scale or take that knowledge and be able to target global markets chahe wo mujhe percentage rakke again capitalist model ho, and or main koi community build karun of local founders jo ke global product businesses ki ke upar focus kar rahe hain aur main unse seekhun, main unko kuch sikhaun. I feel like that community doesn't exist. I feel like product business mein, global product business mein, you find literally aap jhaad jhaad ke na aapko milte hain koi idhar koi heera khamoshi se apna kaam kar raha hai. I remember recently Lahore mein I met this guy, I don't know, gaming company unki, it's called, main bhool gaya hu, MM Alam pe unki building hai. So mujhe unhone randomly invite kiya tha, saw a podcast or two and they were like, you know, why don't you come over. I was like, main bada busy tha last year main aaya tha podcast ke liye, and I was like, acha pata nahi koi hai, main to kabhi suna hi nahi inka naam. Khair, I just randomly went there with a friend of mine. Ab wo main alam pe unhone koi 6-7 floor ka building banayi hui hai aur ek wo building hai aur uske samne wali building hai aur aap har floor pe jaate hain to it's incredible. ठीक है, और फिर वो 2-3 फ्लोर्स में, और फिर उन्होंने जब चीफ ऑपरेटिंग ऑफिसर से मिलाया तो वो एक रशियन था. उन्होंने कहा जी हमने तो बहुत सारा टैलेंट यूक्रेन और रशिया से हायर किया, वो पाकिस्तान में बैठ के काम कर रहा है ग्लोबली कंपेरेटिव सैलरीज के ऊपर. उन्होंने मुझे फ्लोर्स दिखाए, जी हॉबिट की जो गेम है वो पाकिस्तान में पूरी बनाई है, हमने बनाई है. मतलब
अमेजिंग
द स्टोरी एंड द इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर टू प्रूव दैट स्टोरी वॉज राइट देयर. दे वर टॉकिंग अबाउट कि जी हम गेमिंग के अंदर हम मतलब ऑलरेडी 800-900 बंदे पे वो जा चुके हैं, किसी को पता ही नहीं है,
किसी को पता
Right. And I asked him the same question. I was like, do you know other people who are doing this? Nahi ji, hum to apna kaam kar rahe hain. Right? The guy is a graduate from Punjab University, design mein, something like that. So वहाँ पर मुझे होता है कि यार अगर अब ये बंदा इंडिविजुअली जो कर रहा है ये एक्सेलरेशन तो हो ही नहीं सकती ना, इंडस्ट्री की एक्सेलरेशन इस तरह नहीं हो सकती अगर आप अपने साइलो में बैठ के अपना तो कर रहे हो, बट वो यूनियनाइजेशन ऑन सम लेवल इम्पॉर्टेंट है बिकॉज दैट यूनियनाइजेशन अलाउज फॉर बेटर पॉलिसी, दैट यूनियनाइजेशन अलाउज फॉर बेटर प्रॉब्लम सॉल्विंग. टैलेंट का प्रॉब्लम है, व्हाई डज एवरी कंपनी नीड टू सॉल्व इट इंडिविजुअली. When you sort of unionize, then you identify that we need X amount of talent, chahiye. Let's all pool in our resources and start building that. So have you ever thought about building such a community? Because you're probably one of the oldest, I would say, jo ke is space mein kaam karoge, both in terms of experience, you know, and in terms of ke when you started 2002,
yeah,
2006. In the sense ke, you know.
Yeah, so I was like discussing with a friend who's involved in PSEB or Pasha, and we were discussing, you know, Brand Pakistan, and how both externally and internally, you know, we need to work on it a lot. Externally, you aapne baat ki thi, you know, pehle ke, you know, India ko hum, you know, or like services mein compete karna. Udhar bhi actually ek interesting cheez hui hai ke a lot of the Indian companies have moved to the enterprise level or have moved up market and have sort of left a vacuum, you know, for us to fill. So there's a very good opportunity. And I think this year, Pakistan ki TechCrunch Disrupt is a very large, you know, conference in the US for startups. So there's a kafi achi presence thi, and, you know, so that work is being done to improve Brand Pakistan in the tech space.
Right.
Internally, you know, bahut zyada, I have been looking for a community that you have just described.
Right.
And mujhe kuch nahi mila. Maybe even koi WhatsApp group bhi main, you know, dhoond lu, like where we can actually share ideas and us tarah.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, a space where organically, I don't know abhi tak kyun nahi hua. But that's maybe, you know, a space where organizations like the PSEB or the government can come in and start holding more local events that are focused on, you know, like networking internally in the community, you know, versus rather always looking for clients abroad. So ek wo, you know, community building or talent building or knowledge sharing inside the community. And I think in other spaces, you know, people or influencers like you who bring people from all sorts of backgrounds together, I think, you know, influencers have a role to play in this as well, in bringing people together.
Makes a lot of sense. Jafar, I'm going to wrap this up. We're at the 1 hour 20 minute mark. But this was super insightful. One of the first product conversations we've done out of 385. So you can see the rarity of this particular industry. But it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. And I'm excited to see where you take Poster My Award in the future. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to ask you one last question I generally ask all of my guests. You went to the US for your master's at a very prestigious university. I'm sure you travel abroad here and there. But you came back and set up a business setup. You've been here since thick and thin. Times have been tough most recently. Even the most solid people, unka wo faith challenge hua tha, ke yaar pata nahi yahan par future hai mere aur mere bachchon ka ya nahi. Jo aapne sara experience kiya throughout your life, usko maddenazar rakhte hue, if I were to ask you, how do you envision Pakistan of 2050, 27 years from now? How does Pakistan look like to you, knowing all of what you know now, seeing all of what you've seen? What are your thoughts on that?
So if you were to you know, if you were to take data points, aajkal ka, and I guess compared to when I graduated, 2006 kehle, you know, that post-war on terror time. If we look at some things that have improved, you know, within, you know, the space that I've been exposed to or working in, you know, agar IT industry ko aap dekh lo, so, you know, it's improved a lot in the sense ke pehle ek ecosystem tha hi nahi, startup ka concept nahi tha. Main bank ke paas gaya tha, unhe freelancer account ka, you know, unko nahi pata tha. So, you know, there have been, you know, the startup ecosystem is there and is showing some vibrancy. So that's a positive. जो गवर्नमेंट की पॉलिसीज पहले कम्प्लीटली अनरेगुलेटेड था. अगेन द स्टेट बैंक डिडंट नो अबाउट आउटसोर्सिंग और एनी ऑफ दैट. इट वॉज नॉट रेगुलेटेड इन 2010 टू द एक्सटेंट जो कि अब है इन टर्म्स ऑफ सपोर्ट एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो दैट्स अ गुड थिंग. अगर मैं देखूँ हायर एजुकेशन एंड प्राइवेट एजुकेशन, दैट्स यू नो, इफ़ आई कंपेयर यू नो द स्कूल्स दैट आई वेंट टू यू नो and compare them to the schools that my kids are going to, or you know, like Beacon House, agar main compare kar lu, it's improved a lot. I know people who've moved back from the US and their kids are going to these schools and they're perfectly happy. So that's encouraging to see. Some things that haven't improved, I guess our passport is still, you know, is still the same, still as worse. Human development index ki jo cheeze hain, we're still where we were. So there's like good and bad. If in a few words I were, you know, I'd be cautiously optimistic about 2050. Some things are on the rise, but the great multiplier in all of this is geopolitics and leadership. So, you know, that is the multiplier factor where the graph can go up, it can go flat, or it can go down.
So it is random at this point in time, particularly we're in a chaotic time globally. And so projection seems increasingly difficult these days. Jafar, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all that insight. This was super enlightening.
You're welcome. It was great to be here.
For all of you guys, thank you so much for watching. Agar aapko ye episode pasand aaya, dosto ke saath zarur share kijiye. Niche comment section mein ja ke bataye, what do you think about building products out of Pakistan? Particularly, mujhe pata hai freelancing and IT community bahut zyada follow karti hai. What are your thoughts? Have you ever thought of building products outside of Pakistan for the global audience? Kya masail aate hain? Kya cheezein aapko rokti hain generally? कौन से ऐसे सवालात हैं जो कि आप आंसर करना चाहते हैं व्हेन यू थिंक अबाउट बिल्डिंग फॉर द ग्लोबल ऑडियंस? लेट मी नो इन द कमेंट सेक्शन बिलो. यूट्यूब वाले लाइक का बटन दबाएंगे, इंगेजमेंट बढ़ेगी, लोगों तक माई कॉन्वर्सेशन पहुंचेगी. यूट्यूब प्लेटफॉर्म वाले सब्सक्राइब का बटन दबाएंगे, आने वाले एपिसोड्स की आपको नोटिफिकेशन मिलेगी. बट एनी वेज, दिस वॉज सईद मुजम्मिल हसन ज़ैदी. यू आर वॉचिंग थॉट बिहाइंड थिंग्स. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर वॉचिंग एंड आई विल सी यू इन द नेक्स्ट वन.